活化生命密码的健康时代 New Start 全民健康新起点健康讲座，主讲人李香九医师。杜牧恒牧师现场翻译。
第一个问题，昨天有提到运动能够产生 SOD， 那对自由基，它能够化解自由基，使自由基反而对人体有益处。那我就想到，除了运动以外呀，在市面上很多食物都强调含有 SOD。那请问是不是除了运动以外食物还有水？因为在市面上也很多水，他提到对经过特殊的处理它也能够含有 SOD。 那这样请问水跟食物它里面也是不是也有 SOD， 对我们人体也有很大的帮助？
Yes, the oxygen free radical is the worst thing for our health.
自由基对我们的身体是一个最糟糕的东西。
Yeah, as I showed yesterday.
就像我昨天所。
As this oxygen free radical is produced, I explained yesterday. And this oxygen free radical can damage the mitochondria and the genes and the cell membrane.
所以自由基可以伤害我们的细胞，可以立腺体等等之类的。
And there are something in the food.
在食物里有一些东西呢。
Only in plant's food.
只有在植物性的食物。
There's some kind of substance called antioxidant.
也就是有这个什么抗氧化。
Because what this oxygen-free radical do damage to the cell is
那使到那个自由基会伤害细胞的就是呢
this chemical process we call oxidation.
我们这样的过程称作是氧化。
So, you know, when I think God knew this oxygen-free radical can damage by oxidation.
我想上帝知道这个过氧化的这自由基呢会伤害到这个细胞。
So that's why God put a lot of substance which can prevent oxidation.
所以上帝呢就造了很多的食物或者很多的东西呢是可以防止这个事情发生。
It's mostly in the plant's food.
大部分这些好的物质呢，都是在植物性的食物。
That substance which prevent oxidation by oxygen-free radical.
这些食物呢，这个素食的食物呢，会制造一些物质来避免自由基氧化。
We call that antioxidant.
我们称作为是抗氧化物。
So antioxidant is very important for your health.
抗氧化物对你的健康很重要。
I will be giving you a lecture.
我会提到这一方面。
On antioxidant separately.
就是来抗氧化的一个方式。
Okay, because it requires more details.
因为那个有很多的细节。
But let me tell you one thing.
让我告诉你这个。
If you take in too much antioxidant.
但是你如果吃太多抗氧化剂的东西。
Like in the tablet form and the capsule form.
比如说这个类似钙片、钙质东西。
Much more than what you need.
超过你本身的需要。
Then it become harmful to you.
那也会造成伤害。
So, you need to take those antioxidants according to the wisdom.
我们必须要按照那个智慧来去吸收这个抗氧化。
是。Without wisdom.
没有这个智慧的话
，Nobody know, nobody can tell you how much you should eat.
没有人可以告诉你到底要吃多少。
So as this is Monday,
星期一。
Yeah, and we'll start lecture again on Wednesday.
我们会在星期三的时候，我们会再提。
So from Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday.I'll be talking about that very important food, and when you have a stroke, can your brain recover?
所以从星期三到星期六的这些讲座，我会不断的来一一的解释这些食物。那像我们中风有没有办法？这个头脑呢，脑细胞可以恢复
？Because genes are very wise.
因为我们的基因是很有聪明智慧的。
Because genes are created by the wisdom.
因为这个基因是由智慧所造的。
So you'll find out that's an amazing way to be recovered.
所以你会很惊讶它复原的能力。
And so I'll be explaining more about the antioxidants.
好，我们在未来的讲座会提到更多有关于抗氧化这方面。
就是说我们的食物里面呢、啊，有些会标示这是基因改造，例如是黄豆，它会讲基因改造的黄豆。那请问经过改造的食物对人体的基因是不是也会产生变化？
Soybean is very important food.
像黄豆来讲的话是一个很
especially for the woman.
特别是对女性。
I'll be talking about postmenopausal symptoms.
就是什么更年期。
Yeah, many women at the age 45 to 50 are suffering from just hot flashes.
女性呢到四五十岁的时候会有这样子的一个转变。
Because this is a lack of the estrogen.
这就是缺乏。
Female sex hormone.
就是雌激素。
And in the soybean, we have a natural plant estrogen.
但是在黄豆里头有很充满了许多
，which can prevent this postmenopausal symptoms.
也就可以防止这个更年期的这个症候群
，and osteoporosis.
或者是骨质疏松。
Yeah. And the soy is very important. I'm glad I found out that the Taiwanese, the people in Taiwan, consume a lot of soy.
台湾人我们吃了很多的黄豆。
GMO food has no influence on our gene.
基因改造的食物哈，对我们身体没有直接的影响。
Nutritionally speaking,
以营养学的角度来看
，GMO food is not that harmful.
基因改造的食物呢，并不是没有什么伤害。
As a source of nutrient.
是以这个营养的这个角度来看。
But there going to be a disastrous problem in the nature, in the environment.
而它的伤害是在自然界整个的环境的一个伤害，是一个灾难来的。
I don't think GMO, the gene modification should be done.
我不认为这个基因改造 是应该容许的。
It's not because of nutritional problem.
并不是因为它会带来什么营养的问题。
I'm against the gene modification based on environmental disaster.
我之所以反对基因改造，是以这个整个自然界所带来的灾难的角度。
We already had one huge problem in America.
我们在美国已经有这样子很严重的问题。
America produces a lot of
他们就生产了许许多多的玉米。
But corns are very weak to the insects.
这个玉米呢，哈，是很容易遭虫害的。
So they wanted to have a stronger corn which can resist insect.
所以他们想要生产那个很健康、很强的这个玉米，来排不会受到感染。
So then they found out certain bacteria produce some poison.
后来他们就发现有一种这个菌是会分泌一种毒
，which is harmful to the insect。
那么它就会杀害这个虫
，but not harmful to human being。
但是这一种菌呢不会对人构成威胁。
So they took that gene out from the bacteria。
他们就从这样的一个菌呢的基因里头提炼出来
，which produced the poison。
是会分泌毒素的
，which kill the insect，
会杀虫的
，put in the corn，
放在这个玉米里头
，so they modified the gene of the corn，
所以他们在这个玉米的基因里头呢，就植入了这样子的基因。
It was successful。
哦，这样子一个实验是成功了。
They had a big crop of the corn。
那么他们就有大量的丰收。
And because the insect could not eat them，
因为这个虫呢就没有办法再靠近。
The next year。
但是第二年的时候
，there was a big problem。
问题来了。
The corn grew。
这个玉米长大。
And this corn is producing。
那这个玉米呢也会分泌出一种毒
，which is harmful to the insect。
对虫是有杀害的。
And then when corn blossoms，
当这个玉米呢，它的开花了以后
，there's pollens，
就有花粉。
Pollens flew by the wind。
风一吹来，花粉就吹到各地。
And it covered leaves of the weed。
那么就掉在这个叶子草的叶子上。
And then butterflies。
之后呢，蝴蝶就来了。
Laid eggs on the leaves。
把这个蛋呢，就下在这个叶子上面。
Which is covered by yellow pollens of the corn。
那上面呢是有沾的那个玉米的花粉。
Which produces that poison。
花粉当中呢有带有那种毒。
And this butterfly egg hatched。
那么蝴蝶的蛋呢就在那里。
Then there's a little caterpillar。
就孵出了毛虫。
Begin to chew the leaves。
就开始吃了叶子。
Ingesting the pollen together。
那也把这个花粉呢给吃下去。
Guess what happened?
你就猜会有什么事情
？All those baby butterfly died.
那些毛毛虫就死光了。
See, this kind of that was a big problem.
哦，就会产生问题了。
If we change genes,
如果我们改变基因
，more and more,
越来越多的话
，we're gonna have a serious.For disaster.
我们就会有很严重的自然界平衡的问题。
But so far,
但到现在来讲
，nutritionally speaking,
用营养学来讲
，we didn't see much harm yet.
我们还没有发现有太多的伤害。
I think it is a more environmental issue.
我想它的问题是出在于这个环境的问题
，which may be even more important than nutritional issue.
这些自然界的不平衡会比我们的营养更严重。
Okay. Any other question?
两个问题哈。第一个问题就是说，我们运动的时候会流汗哈。可是当我们去运动的时候，如果我们没有时间运动，只有去那个桑拿的烤箱里面烤的话，那算不算会消耗能量？
Exercise is important.
运动很重要。
Somehow we Oriental people believe sweating is important.
我们东方人也知道这个流汗也是一种很好的事情。
So we go to sauna.
所以我们就到那个三温暖。
And sweat.
在那里可以流汗。
Because we didn't have time to do the exercise.
因为我没有时间去运动。
Well, usually how much time people spend in sauna?
通常我们花多少时间在这个三温暖里头
？15 minutes，
是不是15分钟
？20 minutes，
20分钟。
I rather recommend you。
我宁愿这样子建议。
Don't worry about sweating。
你不用担心流汗。
Drink a lot of water。
你只要多喝水。
And for 20 minutes。
然后两二十分钟用来。
Do some stretching exercise。
就是伸展运动、
yeah. ，and or walk. I went to park today.
今天呢，我们就去台中公园。
And we walked together for about almost 1 hour.
我们在那边走了一个小时。
Yeah. And we walked very fast.
我们快步走。
And I didn't sweat that much.
可是这种天气也不会流什么汗。
But the exercise is more important than sweating.
但是运动比流汗还重要。
If you don't sweat,
但如果你不流汗
，you can urinate.
你会可以上厕所嘛
？So don't worry about sweating.
所以你不用担心流汗。
The exercise is really important.
要动才是重点。
Okay, there's one more question.
Second.
第二个就是说，那个因为。喝醋，喝醋对身体好不好？水果醋。
Vinegar. Is vinegar good? The vinegar, yes.
就是醋的问题。
Vinegar is acid.
醋是一种酸。
No matter what is the source of that vinegar,
不管这个醋是怎么样做的
，it doesn't matter.
都不重要。
Too much acid into our body is harmful.
在我们身体里太多的酸是一种伤害。
I know that there is a lot of I call the health myth.
我知道有很多所谓的健康醋吗？
In Korea and China, that we have so many myths.
迷信。
Yeah.
Myths. Okay.
Yeah.
就是很多人有这样的迷信。
Scientifically speaking,
以科学的角度来看
，vinegar is harmful.
醋呢其实是不好的。
Our body is basically very weak alkaline system.
我们的身体呢是非常什么？弱碱性的。
Yeah. So therefore, if we put in too much acid into our system,
所以如果我们把这个酸呢放到我们身体里头
，our body become acidic.
我们就会开始变质了。
Then it can promote osteoporosis.
那就会造成这个骨质疏松症。
It can weaken your immune system.
也会使我们的免疫力降低。
So don't use vinegar for health.
所以不要借由这个醋来得到健康。
Eat more fruit.
不如直接就吃水果。
The vinegar is we call it scientifically we call it acetic acid.
科学家认为说这个醋呢就是一个什么可接受的酸性。
There's no alkaline vinegar.
没有什么碱性的醋。
All vinegar is very acidic.
所有的醋都是非常酸性的。
Chemically.
以化学的角度来看。
There's no alkaline vinegar.
没有那个碱性的醋。
If vinegar is alkaline,
如果醋是碱性的话
then it has no sour taste.
就不会有。
It become like water.
就不会感觉到酸，就是一个水了。
So if your vinegar tastes like water,
如果你的醋是像白开水一样，
then it could be alkaline.
那可能就是碱性的。
But as long as it tastes like vinegar,
但是它味道就是像醋的话，
then it must be acidic.
应该就是酸性的。
Yes.
对。
如果那个痛风的患者啊，如果不要吃肉类的话，是不是对于像那些高嘌呤，像豆类啊或者香菇类，他就可以，放心的吃没有问题？那痛风是可以根治的吗
？Gout, yes, yes, gout can be healed, yes.
是痛风是可以治疗的。
Again, that's imbalance of the gene.
这也是基因的一个不平衡带来的。
So when you follow this kind of original program,
所以你看到这个原本的这样的一个程式。
See, gene is originally programmed by God.
因为我们的基因原本就是由上帝所写的。
But we change the gene according to our own bad, abnormal lifestyle.
那我们借由不正常的生活习性呢，造成了。这个基因的改变。
So all gene become abnormal and lost the balances.
所以以至于基因呢就改变了，就不平衡了。
In the gout,
在痛风当中
，and people produce too much uric acid.
那么他们就有很多的尿酸。
Yeah, and because there's genes which control the production of the uric acid.
那基因呢？它本来是要控制这个尿酸的指数。
Usually people eat too much meat.
通常人吃太多肉的话。
Because when you eat too much meat,
当你吃肉多
，that it is animal protein.
那么动物蛋白质。
And which has many cells.
很多的细胞。
So meat is muscle cells.
这个肉呢，就是有这个肉的动物性细胞。
So you're eating a lot of cells.
你吃了很多的这样的细胞。
In the cell,
在细胞里头
there's too many DNAs.
里面有很多的 DNA.
Because every cell has a lot of genes.
因为每一个细胞里头很多的基因在里。
And genes are made of DNAs.
然后基因就造成了 DNA.
So if you take too much DNAs and DNAs are digested,
那你一直在吃这个 DNA, 你要消化的时候
then it produces uric acid.
那你就产生了尿酸。
So when you're a vegetarian, you never have a gout.
如果你是吃素的话，你就不会有痛风。
The gout comes when you eat too much meat.
那个痛风往往来自于吃太多的肉类。
At same time, you consume too much alcohol.
同样的，你也可能喝酒。
Then with the stress.
那你就带来更严重。
Then there's many important genes does not work.
那许多很重要基因就动不了了。
So remember our gene respond to the meaning.
所以你记得吗？基因就是会对我们的它会对意义有所反应的。
But by bad meaning, bad way.
这不好的方式，不好的意思。
Good meaning, good way.
然后好的意思呢，就产生好的反应。
So bad stress.
然后压力啦。
Alcohol.
喝酒啦。
Meat.
肉。
Lack of exercise.
缺乏运动。
Cause important genes respond bad way.
导致这些很重要的基因呢，越来越差。
So that's why you overproduce uric acid.
以至于产生太多的尿酸。
And uric acid, you know, accumulate in the joint.
那在这个关节的地方呢
？And inflame the joint, and you have an extremely painful joint.
开始就发炎了，然后你就会产生疼痛。
I've seen many uric acid gout people came to my program.
有许多患痛风的人来到参加我的这个健康中心。
And when they learn about this and change their diet,
他们学的功课，然后就改变食物。
Practically become vegetarian.
那以大致上就是以素食来生活。
See, and the gout goes away.
然后痛风就没了。
The gout can be healed.
所以痛风是可以被治愈的。
When the genes become normal genes.
因为它的基因是可以成为正常的基因。
고기 대신에 okay, instead of meat. Instead of meat.
如果不用肉的话
，You can consume soybeans.
你仍然可以吃黄豆。
But people always worries about the protein and protein and protein.
因为人们呢，都是一直很担心蛋白质、蛋白质、蛋白质。
Don't worry about protein.
其实你不用担心蛋白质。
Even though you eat vegetarian food,
如果你是吃素的话
，You can have too much protein.
你仍然有可能会太多的蛋白质。
If you consume too much soybean and other beans,
如果你吃太多豆类啊，任何的。
So, don't worry about protein.
所以你不用担心蛋白质不够。
When you become a vegetarian,
即使你成为素食者，你也不用担心蛋白质。
And obviously, by become a vegetarian,
很显然的，如果你成为素食者。
And cutting off the alcohol intake.
那么就不要喝酒。
Gout can get better.
痛风就可以治疗。OK, 那个朱大哥。
Yes.
请问李医师哈，有关于异位性皮肤炎怎么护理？
就是这个问题。
To give you an answer for the question.
要回答你的问题。
I need to explain about immune system.
我必须要解释免疫系统。
I was going to do that tonight, but because of lack of time, I didn't get into immune system.
因为时间关系，我们今天晚上没有进到这个免疫系统。
I'll explain that on Wednesday night about immune system, which is fascinating.
我们会在星期三呢，会提到免疫系统。
Then I can give you an answer to atopic dermatitis.
我就会跟你提到这个异位性皮肤炎
，and allergies，
过敏
，and other arthritis， arthritis，
关节炎，
关节，and many other autoimmune diseases，
任何的这个有关于免疫力方面的问题，
请问一下李医师，就是。我们已经是好几千代的这个人类已经习惯这个吃荤，那吃荤以后我们的基因，但是如果我们现在要改变我们的基因，就是生活形态改变吃素，它会不会造成另一种危机啊？
Well, our gene, we have been changing our gene from normal to abnormal.
我们是从正常的基因变成不正常了。
If you keep on eating meat,
如果你继续吃肉的话
，it will be more disaster to you.
那对你来讲会有更大的灾难。
Therefore, you have to recover back to normal.
所以你必须要复原。
To decrease disaster.
是降低这个灾难的程度。
It is very difficult to make your gene abnormal.
是非常难让我们的基因成为正常的。
It takes long time.
花很多的时间。
But it is very easy to make a gene go back to normal.
Okay, it's very difficult.
It is very easy for the abnormal gene go back to normal.
啊，让不正常的基因成为正常是很容易。
When your gene go back to normal from abnormal.
如果你的基因从不正常变成正常。
You will feel much more peace.
你会感觉到很大的平安。
And health.
健康。
And happiness.
快乐
Not much disaster at all.
就不再有灾难了。
请问一下，请问一下李医师，就是我们已经是好几千代的这个人类已经习惯这个吃荤，那吃荤以后，我们的基因，但是如果我们现在要改变我们的基因，就是生活形态改变吃素，它会不会造成另一种危机啊？
Well, our gene, we have been changing our gene from normal to abnormal.
我们是从正常的基因变成不正常了。
If you keep on eating meat.
如果你继续吃肉的话
，It will be more disaster to you.
那对你来讲会有更大的灾难。
Therefore, you have to recover back to normal.
所以你必须要复原。
To decrease disaster.
是降低这个灾难的程度。
It is very difficult to make your gene abnormal.
是非常难让我们的基因成为正常的。
It takes long time.
花很多的时间。
But it is very easy to make a gene go back to normal.
Okay, it's very difficult.
It is very easy for the abnormal gene go back to normal.
啊，让不正常的基因成为正常是很容易。
When your gene go back to normal from abnormal,
如果你的基因从不正常变成正常
，you will feel much more peace.
你会感觉到很大的平安。
And health.
健康。
And happiness.
快乐。
Not much disaster at all.
就不再有灾难了。
我要问一个问题哈，就是跟那个性别有关的，就像那个会改变那个性别的鱼啊，像人类啊，这个男性哈，和女性的那个基因上的差异啊，有没有很大的差异？那这个个性啊，或性这个上面的不同啊，是不是先天还是后天学习？那目前中国的男性比女性多嘛？因为不是自然界都是男性的男生的出生率比较高，那这样会不会造成很大的不平衡
？Mainland China, they have more male.
You know, in Korea, we have the same problem.
在韩国，我们也有同样的问题。
In the age group between I think 7 to 12.
比如说七到八，七岁到七年级到十二年级。
We have more boys than girls.
我们有男的多过女的。
Why?
为什么
？Because that's an artificial disaster.
这是一个什么人造成的一个灾难
？People aborted the girls.
因为他们就把女孩子呢就堕胎了。
It will eventually create a big problem.
最后就会造成灾难。
See.And I think God has to work very hard.
我想上帝会很辛苦的工作。
To balance that.
想办法把它凹回来。
That imbalance we sinful people created.
也就是把罪人所做的灾难呢，上帝想办法要收回一下。
So God will do His best.
上帝会很努力的。
To balance the gene.
是使那个基因会有一个平衡性。
So it's a sad problem.
这是人所造成一个很可惜的问题。
It's a man-made problem.
这是人造的问题。第一个问题就是贫血应该怎么样来吃？
Anemia has many different reasons for that.
这里有很多的理由会产生这样的问题。
Most common anemia is having too much unknown bleeding.
贫血呢也会出自于太多的 不知道原因的流血失血。
Very heavy menstrual period.
或者是你的月经太多量。
Or you have some little tiny bleedings, ulcerations in the stomach.
可能在胃里头有一些出血。
So you're constantly losing a little bit of blood.
所以你会渐渐失血。
So it is important to find out why you have anemia.
所以最好你要发现到底什么原因导致。
And many people have so-called iron deficiency anemia.
有的人是有那种铁质缺乏症。
The iron intake is not very good.
也就是它吸收铁质不是很好。
And so these people can have some temporary relief by taking iron pills.
所以这些人如果吃一些铁质的东西，可以有暂时性的改善。
But taking iron pills can really irritate your stomach.
但是你如果吃这个铁质的含铁质的药片，这对胃也是不好。
I have seen many people have some iron deficiency anemia.
我看见有很多这个对铁质吸收不足的症状。
But even without taking any iron pills,
即使我们不吃含铁的药丸
，by changing diet，
但是我们改变饮食
，and living this healthy new start lifestyle，
过一个新起点的生活
，and the absorption of iron increases，
那么你能够吸收铁质的能力就增加
，so the iron level goes up，
那这个铁呢，那个贫血就不会。
And anemia can get corrected.
那个铁质呢就可以吸收的好，你的铁质就会增加， 那你的这贫血就会没有了。
There's no real special food you can take.
其实并没有什么特别的食物你要特别的去用吃它。
Anytime you take in very special food, a special way, repeatedly every day.
如果你只吃特别单一的食物，每一天都吃的话。
Your body will refuse to absorb that.
你的身体呢就会抗拒来吸收它。
And so, it is not really good idea to think food as a medicine.
所以呢，你要把特定的食物呢单一就当作药来吃，这样并不好。
Many people ask me, what kind of food do you prescribe?
很常常人家都会问说，我们该多吃些什么东西？
Don't think that way.
你不要那样想。
Eat all different variety of healthy food.
你要吃各种不同健康的食物。
In balance.
而且是很平衡的。
Then gradually this iron problem goes away.
逐渐的，你的铁质吸收的能力呢就会解决了。耳朵还有耳鸣的问题，哎，怎么样改善？
Okay. A lot of people suffering from this noise in the ear.
很多人就是有这个耳鸣的问题。
They begin to lose their hearing.
开始这个听力退化。
Many people who's been exposed to this heavy noise.
因为我们经常在这个很的音量很大的地方活着。
Working in the very noisy, loud factories.
譬如说工厂。
You know.So then this continuous exposure to continuous noise,
是你长期在这种大的音量里头来生活
can be very harmful to the nerve in the ear.
就是对你耳内的神经是很不好的。
So it is important for those people who has ear problem.
对于耳朵有问题的人，很重要的呢。
Begin to listen to some sounds of nature.
去聆听那个自然界的声音。
So the sounds of the water streams.
比如说溪流。
Sounds of the birds.
鸟叫。
You know, all these kind of some sounds from nature really have some kind of good influence to your nerve in the ear.
这些自然界的声音呢，对你的耳内神经是很有帮助。
Because it's all sounds have this good meaning to your brain cells.
因为这些自然界的声音对你的脑细胞有意义的。
Having this ringing noise in the ear constantly.
如果我们要听那些噪音的话。
Has also a lot to do with the continuous exposure to too much noise.
那些耳鸣的人呢，他们就是常常在这个暴露在音量很大的地方。
But even though you don't have any exposure to noise,
即使有些人没有暴露在这种音量大的地方
，your ear can still ring.
可能你还是会耳鸣。
Because when your ear ringing,
因为你耳鸣的时候
，that means your hearing nerve is becoming weaker and weaker.
意思就是说你听力的神经已经越来越退化。
Whenever the hearing nerve is weaker, getting weaker,
一旦你的耳的听力越退化。
Your hearing can be overly sensitive.
你的耳朵哈就反而会太过敏感。
This kind of situation can happen when you have a very serious stressful situation.
特别是你在很大的压力里头也会有这种现象。
When you're continually exposed to stress.
你在很大力的压力紧张里头。
Sometimes you have a headache.
有时候会有头痛。
You feel dizzy.
头晕。
Then ears begin to ring.
就开始有耳鸣。
So that's why it is important to have peace of mind.
所以你心里面的宁静是很重要的。
That's why it is important to forgive someone you hate.
所以为什么要原谅你恨恶的人是很重要。
That's why you need to experience what I just talked about tonight.
就是你要经验今天晚上所说的这一些。
Establish a new relationship to God.
跟上帝重新建立好关系。
Let yourself experience.
让你的细胞能够经验出
what God does to your gene.
上帝是如何来在你的基因当中工作。
Then you say, "Wow."
你就会说，哎呀
I have a real relationship with God.
我跟上帝之间有真实的关系。
I could not forgive him myself.
我自己没有办法去饶恕仇敌
，But he made me forgive.
但是上帝帮助我做到。
He changed me.
他改变了我。
See, this kind of experience
就是要经验这一种。
Give you peace of mind.
给你有平安的意念。
Then the ringing of ear can go away.
你的耳鸣就会降低。
Medically speaking,
以医学来讲
，sometimes you can have allergies.
你可能有一些过敏。
The reason for the allergy is because your immune system becoming weaker.
之所以人会过敏，就是因为免疫力降低。
The reason for the immune system weaker immune system is for because of stress and bad food.
就是因为你可能有不好的食物。
Then because of that allergy, you can lose a sense of balance. You feel dizzy.
那样子过敏造成耳朵的一个不平衡就。
Then you begin to have ringing of noise, ringing of ear.
就会听到一些耳鸣。
Sometimes you feel very nauseated.
甚至有时候会呕吐。
And you fell down, you vomit.
很想要恶心。
That's usually the allergy happening in your inner ear.
就是在你的中耳呢，就是有这样的过敏源。
If you do the New Start lifestyle with a healthy diet,
如果用这个新起点健康的食物
，your T cell become stronger.
你的 T 细胞就会更强。
Allergy goes away.
过敏就会离开了。
Then you regain your balance.
那么你就重新获得平衡。
Of course, ringing goes away.
你的这耳鸣就会解决了。
Next.
没有烦恼的老人家为什么会失眠呢？
Oh, that's an interesting problem, right?
这是很有意思的问题。
Many older people have a problem sleeping.
年纪大的都是睡眠上就很多问题。
They come to me and tells me.
他们就来找我说。
Luckily, I have no problem.
医师，我生活没有问题。
I have enough money.
钱也有了。
My children are living fine. They're wealthy.
孩子们他们都长大成人，棒。
And I have no problem.
我也想不出有什么问题。
But I cannot sleep.
就是睡不着。
The reason why people cannot sleep is
为什么人会睡不着？
Their gene is not working.
因为他的基因并不活跃。
Which gene?
哪一个基因？
There is a gene in our brain which produces substance called melatonin.
因为在我们脑里头有一种基因哈，会分泌一种物质叫做 melatonin.
Melatonin. Melatonin.
Yeah. 催黑激素。
Yeah.And this melatonin has to be produced.
这种催黑激素是必须要有的。
So you feel like sleeping.
才会想要睡觉。
Without melatonin produced,
没有这样子这个催黑激素的产生
you don't feel like sleeping.
你就不会有想要睡觉的感觉。
So you cannot really fall asleep.
所以你就睡不着。
For melatonin to be produced,
想要有这个催黑激素的产生的话，
your melatonin producing gene need to be activated.
产生这个催黑激素的基因必须要活化。
So when this gene does not get activated,
这个基因如果没有活化，
You don't have melatonin produced.
你就不会产生的这个催黑激素。
What is the problem?
问题是什么呢？
The problem is that you don't have any problem.
那问题就是呢，你一点都没有问题。
Do you know what? Do you know how bad the problem is?
你知道问题有多糟糕吗？
You say I don't have any problem.
啊，我一点问题都没有。
Many times that means I don't have any meaning in my life.
那意思就是说，我的生活里头一点意义都没有。
Because you are not involved with anything.
因为你并不专注来面对任何的事物。
When you get involved with to do some meaningful things,
如果你在专注面对的一些有意义的一些事物的话，
there is always headache, you know.
啊，有时候会头痛，对不对？
Yeah. You got to live with some problem.
所以呢，你最好有一些困难。
Otherwise, you have problem.
不然的话，你自己就会有困难
了。Yeah. So, the biggest problem with the inactivity of the gene,
对于这个不活药的基因，最大的问题就在于
is meaninglessness,
也就是毫无意义。
I have no problem, but it's
我没有问题啊。
It's meaningless.
但是很像就是没有问题。
So believe me.
所以相信我。
Don't try to avoid the headache.
所以你不要来想办法要逃避头伤脑筋的事。
Challenge the headache.
你要面对那个伤脑筋。
And if you keep on having problem,
然后你继续有这样的问题。
Of course, you know, I have a lot of problem myself.
是啊，我本来也没有问题啊。Yeah.
And I have a 20 staffs.
我有二十个员工。
There's always little problems.
哦，他们呢，总是带来一大大小小的麻烦。
I don't worry about their problems.
可是呢，我却不担心他们。
What do I do?
我怎么做
？I ask God.
我就求神。
Please give me some wisdom.
给你，求你给我智慧吧。
How can I solve this problem wisely?
我怎么样有智慧的解决这些问题
？Always challenge the problem.
总是面对那个难题
，and participate，
就参与在其中
，in a meaningful activity，
哦，有这个有意义的过程。
Of course, that can give you some problem.
对啊，没错，这真的是一些难题在前面。
And challenge that problem.
但是呢，你面对它
，with your prayer，
借由你的祷告
，then you'll have a good sleep.
那你就会有好的睡眠。
And next day，
第二天
，you can solve that problem.
就有那个体力来解决问题了。
See, a lot of well-to-do people financially.
有很多有钱的人呢。
You know, they think, oh, I have enough money.
哎呀，我钱真的是赚得够多。
And I'm successful.
太成功了。
I don't think so.
我却不认为。
If you have money,
如果你有钱
，but if you have no meaningful things to do,
却没有什么有意义的事情可做
，it's a failure.
就是失败。
Even though you don't have money,
即使你没什么钱
，there's a lot of meaningful thing you can do, you want to do.
一天到晚做很有意义的事情
，that's a successful life.
就是你成功的人生。
Gene respond to the meaning.
基因对于意义是有所反应。
Look for something to do.
你要去面对寻找一些可做的事
，which is meaningful to you.
那是对你有意义的事
，which is good for others too.
也这个事情也是对别人有意义。如何使我们的记忆力增加？
哦、oh, ，how to improve the memory? Okay, good. somebody is forgetting, I think.
有的人哦，很像有点失忆，是不是？所以才问这个问题。
As when I gave you lecture on the Alzheimer's disease.
当我跟你讲到艾滋海默症的时候。
Okay.And again, this memory, the power of memory,
也就是记忆的力量
is really related to the meaningfulness of your life.
对你的有没有意义的人生是很有关系的。
Because when people are not interested in certain things,
当有人对什么事情都没兴趣的时候
，they lose memory，
就开始失忆。
Memory goes along with interest，
因为呢，这个记忆呢是跟有很有兴趣是有关系的。
If you're very interested in certain person，
如果你对人很有兴趣。
You memorize everything about that person.
你对这个人的任何事情你都记得住。
If you're not interested in that person,
如果对这个人一点兴趣都没有。
You even forget that person's name.
连他的名字你都记不住。
To be interested,
就是要有兴趣。
That person has to be meaningful to you.
那想一想这个人对你有什么意义？
See, meaning controls everything.
所以有意义就影响所有的事情。
See, okay, let's see.Right now, Tokyo does not mean to you anything.
现在呢，东京跟你一点关系都没有。
Tokyo is the biggest city in Japan.
哦，日本的大都市嘛。
Tokyo.、嗯、
有什么了不起？东边的一个京而已。
But you went to Tokyo last week.
但是呢，如果你上个星期去了东京。
And you fell in love with a Japanese lady.
那么呢，你爱上了一个日本的女孩。
Then you want to know everything about Tokyo, right?
哇，你对东京就很有兴趣了。
Whenever someone said Tokyo,
所以旁边有人讲东京
，your heart pumping.
哇，你的心开始跳了。
Suddenly, Tokyo become very meaningful city to you.
所以在短暂之间呢，东京对你就有意义了。
To be healthy,
要健康的话。
Many other things around you need to be meaningful to you.
你所周遭所有事情就要成为你的意义。
See? Now Taichung become very meaningful city to me.
现在呢，台中对我来讲真是大有意义。
Because I met you.
因为在这里我遇见你。
So Taichung is a meaningful city to me.
对我来讲，台中成了有意义的一个城市。
I go to Poland.
我去过波兰
yeah, I go to Germany,
德国
I go to Canada, Australia,
加拿大澳洲
So I know many cities
我知道很多的城
I go to Norway
也到挪威 yeah,
Greece
那里 yeah, yeah, 希腊
And it does not mean that I have a lover everywhere
但是意思不是我到哪里呢就爱哪里
ButThere are many people in that place. They love me.
但那里有人会爱我。
They want me to come back.
希望我回去。
Because we share this truth together.
因为我们跟他们分享真理。
And we enjoy together.
一起开心快乐。
As we know more about this,
我们越明白这些。
We are more acquainted to God.
那么我们就越与神来连接。
So we had good memories.
我们就有好的记忆。
Whenever I think of Taichung,
每次我想到台中的时候
，I think about this auditorium.
想到这一个礼堂。
And I think of you.
想到你们。
Very meaningful time.
很有意义，对不对
？So a lot of things need to be meaningful to you.
所以你周遭事物必须要对你有意义。
But there are some people.
可是有些人呢？
Who doesn't want to do, have to do with anything else?
哎呀，什么事情都不管呢、啊、
Just himself or herself.
他就活在自我当中。
Only interested in me.
哦，他对自己才有兴趣。
There are people like that.
没有人他们喜欢。
They are the one who loses interest on other things.
这些对别的事物失去兴趣了。
They are losing memories.
他们就开始失去了记忆。
So.That's why it is important to be interested in other person.
所以对别人要有兴趣是很重要。
Well, the other day, you know that the first, second day of this series, this seminar, it was very cold.
第二个晚上很冷，对不对
？And oh, it was cold.
哇，冷得要死，死得要冷。
And my hand was so cold.
哇，我的手也很冷。
Well, suddenly someone brought the glove.
忽然间有人呢就拿了那个手套。
Well, I can never forget that.
我不会忘记这件事情。
What a love！
这样子的爱。
What an interest！
哦，这样子的互相有兴趣。
So someone is thinking what that person need。
有人这样想说，那个人需要什么呢
？This we call love。
我们称作这样的一个精神就是爱。
Love knows need of other person。
爱使我们可以知道对方的需要。
But people who are selfish，
可是人们却活在自私。
Never know what somebody else need，
从来不管人家的需要。
They always think about what they need，
他们只顾自己。
See， don't be like that，
不要做这样的人。
You lose your memory very quick，
这样呢，你就变成老人痴呆症。
So you have to spread your mind，
所以呢，你就要分享你的想法。
To other people around you，
跟你周遭的人分享。
How what they need，
啊，然后来注意他们的需要。
How can I help you？
我如何可以帮助他们
？Well, I met someone today here, pastor.
我们今天遇到这一个牧师。
He said to me, "Oh, you came here Taichung 12 years ago."
他说啊，你十年前你有来过这里。
Yeah, we shook hands.
啊，我们就握了手。
And he said to me，
他就这样对我说
，You are same as 12 years old. 12 years ago，
你这个一点都没有老啊！十二年前你就长个这个德性。
You didn't get old. It is important.
这很有意思。
To be interested in，
对别人有兴趣。
See, I'm very interested in Taichung.
我对台中很有兴趣。
好 ，I want people like you。To come closer to God.
我希望像你们这样的人跟神更加的接近。阿们。
And yeah, and to be more intimate with God.
跟上帝的关系更加的亲近。
So because I came to Taichung.
所以在我来台中以前。
The people in Taichung become closer to God.
啊，所以我们在台中的人就不断的跟上帝的关系更近。
Therefore, people in Taichung, love one another.
所以台中的人可以互相的彼此相爱。
They become more sensitive to somebody else's need.
他们对别人的需要更敏锐。
So later on, Taichung become the best city for Christian city in Taiwan.
所以台中将来要成为台湾最好的基督徒之城。
See, what a meaningful thing, right?
哇，这是不是很有意义
？So be interested in that kind of meaningful thing.
所以你要对于那些意义有所兴趣的。
Then you're not gonna get older.
你就不会老化了。
Your memory will be you're gonna be able to remember a lot more than before.
那么你的记忆力呢？不但不会退化，还比以前更强。
I'm learning more and more every day.
所以我每天都在学习，都在学习。
To me,
对我来讲
，No, to help others.
哦，不是为我，是 you know, 是为了别人。
Then I'm getting healthy.
然后我呢，无形中就更健康了。
And I remember.Lot more than before.
我比以前所记得更多。
Meaning,
意义
is the most important thing.
是最重要。
Alzheimer disease, very seldom you get improvement from medication.
阿兹海默症从医药的这个照顾来讲，帮助并不大。
And I think the most important thing for Alzheimer's disease is people's love around them.
对他来讲比较有影响的就是他周围的人。
And there's no effective medication exists.
没有很有效的医药。
The people with Alzheimer's disease problem,
有这样子阿兹海默症的人呢
？They need to feel love.
他们需要感受到爱。
See, and then they can get better a little bit.
他们才能够比较好。
It is very difficult problem. Yeah.
这是一个很困难的一个疾病问题。
Because they're the one who lose love.
因为当他感到爱的时候
，See when you become Alzheimer patient，
如果是你换作是你的话
，You become very irrational person，
你就会变成，
You become very suspicious person，
很怀疑，很疑心病很重的。
You know that seventy years old woman，
特别是70岁以上的妇女。
who lost her, she lost her socks.
她袜子不见了。
And pants.
或是裤子。
Because she forgot where she put it.
因为她不晓得放哪里。
But she always becomes suspicious.
因为但是呢，她就开始就怀疑。
She thinks somebody else stole them.
一定有人把她偷走了。
Who's going to be interested in 70 years old woman's pants, you know?
有谁对七十岁妇女的袜子或是裤子有兴趣呢？
It doesn't make any sense.
没有理由的。
But they're so sure.
但是呢，他们是很敏感的。
Then they talk to their friend.
他们就告诉朋友。
They say, my daughter-in-law stole my pants.
一定我那个女婿哦，偷了我的裤子。
This is a big problem.
穿在里头的裤子。
Medication does not really help.
可是药呢，对这种
帮助不大。Brain cells dying. Brain cells are dying.
那脑细胞就不断的死亡。
To help the brain cell regenerate.
要帮助脑细胞再活化，再生的话。
I have an Alzheimer patient. I knew one.
我有一个这个阿兹海默症的病人。
He was a principal of elementary school.
他是小学的校长。
And retired.
已经退休了。
And after the retirement, he began to have Alzheimer's disease.
退休以后就得了这个病。
See, you know the difference between the Jimmy Carter and Ronald Reagan? See,
你知道那个卡特跟雷根的不同在哪里？
Politically speaking, Jimmy Carter was a bad president.
以政治的角度来看，卡特呢是一个不好的总统。
Yeah, Reagan was one of the best.
雷根呢是一个最好的总统。
But after the retirement,
但是退休了以后
，Reagan has terrible Alzheimer's disease and he died.
雷根呢就得了阿兹海默症，很严重，最后死了。
But Jimmy Carter is very healthy.
但是卡特呢，吉米卡特却是很健康。
Why?
为什么
？Jimmy Carter has more meaning after the presidency.
因为吉米卡特呢，在他卸职了以后，他的生活很有意义。
Because he got a donation from his friends.
因为他从他朋友当中得到了这个捐款。
He built a house for the poor people.
他就为那些穷人来盖房子。
And he initiated a movement called the World Habitat Movement. Habitat. To building house habitat. Habitat means house. Housing movement.
为他们来盖这个房子，为穷人来盖房子。
And we have that branch in Korea too.
甚至在韩国呢，也有这样子的一个分公司的事工。
Maybe Taiwanese some of Taiwanese people follow that movement too.
可能也有台湾人也有跟着这样子的一个运动在进行。
You know, even though it's a hot day.
你看，在夏天的时候
，Yeah, he does carpentry work, no nailing.
他们是盖房子啊，木匠啊。
But Ronald Reagan.
但是呢，雷根呢
？He used to be an actor.
他过去是演员。
See, for an actor.
那
，for an actor, you need the audience.
成为一个演员，你需要有观众的。
If there is nobody to watch you,
没有人看你的话
，you feel very empty.
你很像很虚空。
You don't feel there's any meaning.
就没有什么意思了。
So that's only when many people watch you.
可是呢，有很多人看你的话。
And he goes,
哇，真的是。
哇。Then he feels the meaning.
你就感觉呢，就很有意义。
He doesn't enjoy, you know, building house for the poor people.
因为这个雷根对这个为穷人盖房子没有什么兴趣。
That kind of thing is not that meaningful to him.
对他来讲，这没有什么意义。
So maybe that maybe,
可能是这样。
The meaninglessness was a bad problem for Reagan.
对雷根来讲， mm-hmm. 失去了意义呢，就是问题。
And the patient I had,
这个我有的病人呢
，was a father of a physician,
是一个医生的父亲
，who live in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania.
在这个 Pennsylvania、mm-hmm. 这个州的利兹堡。Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and.And this physician became very depressed.
这个医生呢就很沮丧。
Because his wife engaged in adultery, committing adultery with another man.
因为他的太太呢跟别人发生了奸情。
And he was very depressed and angry.
哇，真的是气坏了。
So he came to our New Start program.
所以他来参加我们的星期天。
And he got encouraged.
就得到了鼓励。
And he stood up again and he began to live healthy life again.
他重新站立，过一个健康的生活。
Then he bought all these lecture tapes.
那么他就把我们的这个课程的这个袋子收集起来。
And videotapes, you know.
啊，录影带啦。
Send them to his father.
就送给他的父亲。
His father is suffering from Alzheimer.
这个父亲呢是在这个阿兹海默症当中受苦。
Then this father began to watch this videotape.
这父亲呢就开始看这个录影带。
He says, "Ah, good.
太好了。
Yes.
精彩。
Oh.
正点。
He is learning.
哦，就学了。
See. Then he found out.He remembered there's something very good he learned.
哇，他说从那录音带学到一些新的东西。
But he cannot remember.
可是记不起来。
So he turned on again.
但是呢，他就再重新来放。
啊，
哦，棒。
Then he began to call his daughter.
他就开始打电话给他女儿。
Trying to talk about my lecture.
想办法要跟他女儿告诉他这个课程。
Then he found out he forgot.
可是电话拿起来是忘记要讲什么。
哎，
赶快看电视。
Giving up is a bad way.
放弃是最不好的方式。
As you get older,
所以你年老的时候
，you'll find out the memory is fading. See,
你觉得记忆力在降低的。
If you give up,
如果你放弃
，if you say,
如果你这样说
，Well, I think I'm getting older.
啊，这是正常的，我已经老了。
Well.Well, this is the life.
啊，脚已经一半踏在棺材里头。
Don't do that way.
不要这样想。
You have to keep on going back and remind yourself.
持续，哎，
try to learn again.
不断的学习。
Read it again.
啊，要去阅读。
Remember it again.
再去记。
It comes back.
然后你就会返老还童。
When sometimes I forget a very familiar.People's name.
哦，有时候呢，我就会忘记一些有名的人的名字。
I never say, "Oh, I think I'm getting old."
我不会想说啊，我已经老了。
I'm forgetting.
啊，算了吧。
What the heck? This is life.
啊，反正就是这样子嘛。
I never say that.
我不会这样子说。
If I don't, I cannot remember.
如果他记不住杜牧师的名字。
Sometimes I can remember his last name.
啊，起码呢，他可以记姓杜的。
But not it, the middle name, you know, family.
啊，这个什么东西就记不住了。
Then I try.
然后呢，他就试。
I try all this alphabet.
啊，就想这个字母。
Then something. Oh yes.
啊，丢了，就想。
I got it.
啊，想起来了。
Or sometimes you have to ask somebody.
啊，有时候呢，哈，这旁敲侧击。
Don't feel embarrassed.
啊，不要感觉到丢脸。
What is his name? I forgot.
哦，他的名字叫什么？我忘了。
To ask somebody who remember that name，
就问别人嘛，记得的。
So you have to keep on trying。
你就要继续的练习。
Then your memory will improve more。
你的记忆力就会进步。
Then fading away。
那就不再有这个毛病。
Be interested in。
所以呢，就是要有兴趣的生活。
Live meaningful life。
过一个有意义的人生。
With God。
是与神同行的。
Amen.
Amen.
若您有任何身心灵的健康问题，欢迎洽询新起点健康中心，电话04-2201-1418。